Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Tell us if you've added product identifiers to your listings. 888-723-4630. Oh, and to follow up, by the way, I can identify that product.
Me too. I'm sitting here in the duck blind with you.
It's a mallard.
Mm-hmm.
And it has UPC code squawk or quack. Recently, I did a piece on Facebook about what a product identifier is, but specifically about UPC codes, because up until a week or so ago, only certain types of UPC code was being read as valid on eBay, and that was a 14-digit UPC code. There are older codes and current codes, like European article numbers, that can have less than those numbers. And at the time of my writing that piece, those were not being accepted. I was informed by David Warman, who is a part of the team for product identifiers on the business side, that they've now added the ability to add UPC codes that aren't 4 digits.
Oh, good.
So you should find that more of those codes on the side of the box should work.
So do you notice that, or is it just me thinking that lately eBay has things set up so that they can quickly make changes? I mean, it just seems like they're making changes faster when we ask for them than they used to.
What do you mean? Do you have an example?
Well, what you just said. You know.
Well, I think that was part of the plan. So originally, for the first phase of this, they were focusing on just those 14-digit UPC codes. And now that, I don't think it was necessarily an ask. I think the plan was to expand it. I just didn't know what the timing would be.
I got it.
In that particular case.
Griff.
Quack, quack.
Now we go to Dallas, Texas for our as yet unnamed live report from E. Betsy. Take it away.
If you have a delayed, misrouted, or seemingly lost package, and who hasn't, there are two ways you can be proactive. First, go to your package's USPS.com tracking page and sign up for email or text alerts when that package is scanned again, so you don't have to keep checking back. Second, contact USPS via email. It takes about 2 minutes. Just go to USPS.com and click Contact Us under the Help tab, then click Email. Be sure to put the tracking number in the body of your email. USPS will then contact you within 48 to 72 hours with the results of their inquiry. No waiting on hold. They'll call or email you, whichever you specify. Meanwhile, sending that email generates a case number you can give your customer so they know you've made this effort on their behalf and how soon they're likely to get an update. Lost packages go against the record of the post office from which they're mailed, which means your local postmaster really, really wants to find your package. The best part is opening an inquiry usually gets a stuck package moving again and on its way to your buyer within 24 to 48 hours. Now, back to Griff and Lee.
Don't go away yet, Betsy. So, Griff, we didn't know what to name her report.
Oh, you didn't?
We had a meeting. We couldn't figure it out. So we're going to have a contest.
Oh, I have a submission.
Well, don't do it yet. Don't
say it. Oh, come on. Why
not?
We're
having a contest to name E. Betsy's reports. Send us your best idea or ideas via the Contact Us link on the eBay radio player, or you may also send email into info@voicemarketing.com. Yeah. The first person to come up with a name that we like will win a fabulous item of vintage eBayana. Betsy took it out of her own closet, a fold-away thermal bag, brand new from eBay Live.
Oh, groovy.
Check out the photos on the chat board to see this fun and functional prize. So think of a catchy name for eBetsy's report, something snappy for us to call them. Send it in via the Contact Us link on the eBay radio player right now, or info@voicemarketing.com. We'll announce the winner during Thursday's show.
Groovy.
Okay. Betsy, thank you so much. Her first report.
Can I tell you what mine is?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm not entering. Somebody else can enter it, but what about the Betsy briefs?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Is that another word for big girl panties?
It is. I'm glad you caught that. Yes. We could call it big girl panties, a.k.a. the Betsy briefs.
That is a good idea, though. Hey, darn, girl. Griff. What? That is a good idea. Okay. Somebody sends that in and the committee decides on it. It'll be a winner.
Yeah.
But Griff can't win, so.
I can't
Betsy,
win.
Betsy, thank you. That was a great, great report.
It was.
And we appreciate it.
Do you know why I can't win?
Why can't you win, honey?
Because I'm a loser.
Yes, you are a loser.
Loser.
Oh, I forgot to tell Betsy she better go vote. Do you know that the state of Texas has more delegates than any of the others today? 155 delegates up for grabs.
Is that true?
In Texas, yes.
Oh.
Where other states have, like, your little Vermont.
My brave little state of Vermont.
Yeah, 16 delegates.
Well,
just to give you an example.
I think there's less than a million people that live in
Vermont. You know, and even the next one down is Georgia with 76. So Texas has got a lot of delegates.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting there. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Well, we could.
Hello, Regina in Palm Desert, California, known on eBay as DM772012. Regina, what's your question or comment?
Well, I'm calling in. Hopefully, after a year of listening to you two cast of characters, I can get this word to win the tote bag.
Well, let's see if you can. So, what do you think the word is?
Well, since I'm not having a good girl day, and after hearing the big panties, I think I'm having menopause panties. So, anyway.
Oh. Well, been there, done that.
I think, I'm hoping I've got it right, Rimbombo?
That's it! Yay! And what does that mean? What does it mean? Do you know what it means?
I have no idea. Rumble, I have no idea.
It is the sound of a booming roar because March comes in like a lion. Get it?
Oh!
So that's why
she
did it today, Ebetsy. The sound of a booming roar.
A booming roar.
I am so thrilled you have made my day because I'm having a horrible day. I'm under the weather health-wise.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Listening to you two is always a highlight of my day when I get to listen to eBay Radio with you two fabulous folks.
So this poor woman who has
no life,
Griff, what does she win?
Well, she wins a reprieve.
I don't need big girl panties.
Well, okay, then I won't send you those. They were clean per eBay standards. But I will send you a beautiful bag, eBay-branded bag, that will make you the envy of everyone on your street.
Okay, darling.
How's that?
Thank you both.
So wait, don't go away yet. Wait.
Okay.
Regina, what do you sell on eBay?
A little bit of everything. Of course, I live here in Palm Desert, and I saw Lynn about a year ago, and she doesn't know me. We haven't formally met, and I looked up at her, and I said, "You're that eBay lady," and she said, "Yes, I am," and I kept going because there was some great merchandise at this estate sale. So a little bit of everything, from high-end stuff to whatever's unusual, leather goods, costume jewelry, golf stuff, because we're a golf capital of the world out here. So whatever's unique, and I try to vary my price points from $10 all the way to $100.
Oh.
So there's something for everybody.
And you stick to that $10? You don't go below that?
Oh, I do go below that, but it seems like lately all my new customers have been first-time buyers, so I'm getting a lot of brand-new first-time eBay buyers, and I'm getting a lot of repeat customers, and when I get my repeat customers, I always put them a little free gift in there to thank them for being so loyal and coming back with me.
So Lynn Drawley lives in your area, right? In Palm
Desert?
She
sure does. Uh-huh.
So is there a seller meetup group in that area?
You know, I haven't been to one, but I would love to go, but because my husband's my best cheerleader, and he is like the recruiter for eBay. He says, if you want to sell on eBay, talk to Regina. I mean, she has a successful eBay business, and so I've really encouraged a lot of people. I know of 10 people in the last 6 months who have joined eBay.
Well, you know,
because they want to make extra money.
I'm looking it up right now, but if you go to, you know, our archive site and hover over seller resources up at the top, in the drop-down box, you'll see seller groups.
Okay.
And if you look at that directory, you'll see if there's one in your area, and if there isn't, someone should start one. Hint, hint, hint.
Yeah. Hint, okay. Hint is
hint,
right.
Hint.
Yeah. You know, I, as a newbie, sort of, I've only been doing it a couple of years, I really, there's a lot of things I need to learn that would help me in my business, along with shipping and a lot of things that I've kind of winging a prayer doing on my own without help from others. And I really think it's great to network and get great ideas, because I've helped a lot of other people who are new to eBay by things that they didn't know. So it's great to, you know, help other people and inspire other folks, and that way we're all in it together. And I bought a lot of merchandise from other customers who've become customers with me who started selling. So it's like you get your favorites that you like to buy from, and then, you know, you watch their merchandise, and I wind up buying more than I'm selling. So, but anyway.
Well, you might want to consider going in with somebody and starting a seller group.
Yeah. That would be fun.
And you, Lynn Drawley lives in your area. I'm sure she would come from time to time to be a guest. And
yes.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
You'd have one of the best experts in the world there, right in your hometown.
But thank you for allowing me to win that bag today.
Well, yay! It's our pleasure, Virginia. You have to send me an email to griff@ebay.com with your shipping address there in Palm Desert.
Okay.
And I promise I'll just use it to ship the bag. I won't stop in and stay for a weekend.
Okay, darling. Well, you all have a wonderful weekend.
Unless you have everything. A guest room.
Okay. All right, honey. Take care.
See you later.
She glossed over that one, really.
Yeah, notice how quickly
notice
she
how
got
quickly
off.
She got off.
That'll always
find
do
you
it.
Knocking at her door. I'm going to stay with you.
See, yeah.
If you'd like to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, click the group chat link on the player and sign in through community. Scroll down
you'll
under
see
the buttons and you'll see it.
This open phone was brought to you by WorthPoint. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630. We'll be back with more of eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 359.
As anyone who's ever been to one knows, there's nothing like a live eBay event. Vicki Connolly is known on eBay as Picture It Here, and she has this tip on how to prepare for a live eBay event.
Preparing by getting to know the fellow attendees that are going to come. Also, checking out the websites of the speakers that are going to be attending the event. Review their content. See if it's for you. You know, a lot of the speakers will have ways to connect with them through their social media sites, and so you could always reach out to the speakers also. And sometimes they even have their own Facebook groups and social media groups that are set up that you could connect with.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Welcome to another another eBay Radio Open Phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Share your eBay thoughts with us, your stories, your hopes, your dreams. 888-723-4630. Starting a business is fun. Running a business is a challenge, but can be fun. And when it's successful, oh my, there's nothing quite like having your own successful business on eBay.
Oh, it's so true. Oh, God, yes, it's true. I don't ever want to work for anybody again, even though I sort of work for you.
Sorta.
Well, we know how that's gone for you.
Yeah. It's a day at the beach.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com and click Listen Live.
Okay.
Then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. That'll take you through Community Sign-In, direct to the eBay Radio group page. Then you'll see those two big buttons, the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons. The chat board is the second discussion post, and it has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. Hey, Griff, on page 16, it's actually page 16 and 17.
Yes.
There is an article by Drake Beer. He wrote in BusinessInsider.com.
Yes.
And it's the four personality traits of successful entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Very important.
All right.
So I'll do the first one.
You do it.
Successful entrepreneurs have something in common. In fact, according to organizational psychology research, they share at least four personality traits.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, they're generalists rather than specialists. A 2013 Swiss-German study found that while employees are specialists, entrepreneurs are generalists. Founders have a diverse set of skills. And if you think about it, they have to manage the many tendrils of a business. They also tend to have a diverse network of relationships, one that they can call on when launching companies. So, say the authors of the study, it is the jacks of all trades across a whole portfolio of individual resources and not the masters of one who are likely to become entrepreneurs. We've seen that too with eBay sellers, haven't we, Griff?
Pretty much.
They generally have more than one skill set.
We have to.
What's number two?
Well, they're outrageously self-confident.
Outrageously.
I mean, it's outrageous. One-third of American small businesses collapse within their first 5 years. Two-thirds fail within 10. According to Nobel Prize-winning psychologist Daniel Kahneman, it takes a special breed to take on that kind of risk. He told Inc. magazine, quote, "A lot of progress in the world is driven by the delusional optimism of some people."
Delusional optimism.
"The people who open small businesses don't think, I'm facing these odds, but I'll take them anyway. They think their business will certainly succeed."
Well, I'm the kind that realizes and recognizes the risks and odds. But I do it. I go ahead and do it. But I do look at the risks and odds.
Yeah, I mean, this beforehand is not to say, I think I would take some issue with them, which is it precludes the self-assessment or risk assessment that I think everyone does before they start off in a new venture. So I would add that they may be outrageously self-confident, but I'm pretty sure that that doesn't mean they haven't at least considered what they're getting
into. Of course
into.
They have, but they're all risk takers.
They're risk takers. It's people who jump off buildings.
Exactly. Some people put risk taking as the first thing under the description of an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Well, number three, and I knew it, they're disagreeable, Griff. Entrepreneurs are disagreeable, successful ones. In his book, David and Goliath, Malcolm Gladwell argues that innovative people are disagreeable. Mm. They don't really care what other people think of them.
Yeah.
He says, quote, "Innovators need to be disagreeable. They are people willing to take social risks to do things that others might disapprove of. And that's not easy. Society frowns on disagreeableness. As human beings, we are hardwired to seek the approval of those around us. Yet a radical and transformative thought goes nowhere without the willingness to challenge convention."
And number four, they're conscientious. In 2003 study, researchers asked 111 people who had started their own businesses between 1972 and 1995 to take personality tests. The researchers were looking for any of the founders' personality traits that correlated with companies making past the adolescent stage of more than 8 years. The only significant predictor was conscientiousness, the propensity to plan, organize, and take care of responsibilities. The leader of the study concluded, the results suggest that an entrepreneur needs to evolve into a manager to shepherd a new venture to long-term survival. But conscientiousness itself is just good, isn't just good for founders. That trait is also linked with earning more, feeling more satisfied with your job, and living longer.
And another thing entrepreneurs have to do a lot of course, is planning. And it does mention planning a little bit, but I think people underrate that.
Yeah.
Because the entrepreneur should always be planning. I did a little bit on my entrepreneurial blog about how entrepreneurs need to plan ahead, and I told them how to do a spreadsheet that showed you what you're going to be needing to make in 6 months and three
yes.
months. It's planning. Anyway, this is very good information here, and
I'm
sure that many of you saw yourself in this study.
Or really. Parts of yourself.
Exactly. Do we have time for one quick question from Contact Us?
Well, we only have about a minute left.
Okay, this is from Sohila in San Dimas, California. Do I have to put the designer's name of my apparel or bag first on the listing title to get a good exposure?
No, but it helps. I mean, it's what people look for, but no. I would definitely have the brand first because it catches the eye. Brands are important to people. Putting a brand at the end of the title does not make sense. Put it in the front. I always say, like, Tommy Bahama, New Buck Driving Moccasins. People want to see that brand name. This open phone segment was brought to you by Rohde. Coming up, selling rare and antiquarian books. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.